Hello and welcome to this mini-series on gratitude. My name is Danny and I am beyond excited to be your host as we explore and strengthen the quality of our minds together. You all know what gratitude is. Although it's a trending buzzword these days, it's not novel or groundbreaking. I mean, one of the very first things we're taught as baby humans is to say thank you, and we've hopefully never stopped. However, in this mini-series, we are going to work towards deconstructing our preconceived notions of the word gratitude. By transforming the way we think about it, we can harness the power of being grateful and find practical ways to use gratitude as a tool to improve our happiness, health, and overall well-being. And throughout this series, I'll highlight scientific studies that show just how powerful this tool can be. Along the way, I'll share with you some personal stories from my own life on what gratitude means to me and how it has helped shape my mindset, beliefs, and even my career. I'll also introduce a variety of concepts that paint a larger picture of how and why we should actively pursue gratitude. At the end of every session, I'll leave you with a simple and practical exercise that you can implement into your daily routine to start cultivating gratitude on your own. And finally, we're going to explore using gratitude within a meditation practice to maximize the benefits. If you're new to meditation, that's perfectly fine. This series will serve as a great introduction. If you do wish to sharpen up your meditation skills before diving into this series, we have a 30-day meditation course, which is an excellent place to start. The overall goal of this mini-series is to change the way you think about gratitude and leave you with a playbook of practical and science-backed exercises so that you can harness the power of gratitude on your own and start making meaningful progress towards becoming your happiest and healthiest self. And it all starts here. The first concept I want to introduce is that of mental fitness. From a young age, we are taught about the importance of physical fitness. Cardio, weight training, stretching, diet. Almost all adults have a basic knowledge of these practices and the associated benefits for your physical health. But when it comes to our mental health, education and commonly known practices are almost non-existent. I find this to be remarkably interesting because when we look at the science, it's abundantly clear that practices like gratitude, meditation, and breathwork have profound effects on our mental health. According to the UCLA Research Center, regularly expressing gratitude literally changes the molecular structure of the brain. It keeps gray matter functioning and makes us healthier and happier. A study done at USC showed that gratitude exercises are a powerful antidepressant, more powerful than medication for some of the participants. That same study also showed that practicing gratitude activates new neural pathways in the brain linked to increased dopamine and serotonin production. There are dozens of other studies showing that gratitude exercises improve sleep, romantic relationships, even immune function. The bottom line is that mental fitness is just as important as physical fitness, if not more so. And gratitude is one of the most researched and scientifically backed tools that we know of. We can reap the benefits of this tool by first changing our perspective. Instead of thinking of gratitude as a sentiment that we're expected to show in certain situations, we're going to transition to thinking of gratitude as a tool, a practice, and a muscle, one that we will actively pursue and cultivate, that we will build up and strengthen. And just as we would do exercises like sit-ups to strengthen our abdominal muscles, we are going to explore practical and effective exercises to strengthen our muscle of gratitude. We're going to start with a brief meditation, with a focus on promoting feelings of gratitude. If you've never meditated before, that's great. This is a fantastic place to start. I'm going to bring in some soothing background audio here to help us relax and get in the mood. We're going to begin every meditation together in the same way. finding a comfortable seat and a good meditation posture. I like to meditate sitting in a chair, but you could sit on the couch or on a cushion or cross-legged on the ground. Whatever is most comfortable for you. You want to feel relaxed, but also alert, with a nice straight back. Once you've found your meditation posture here, we'll gently lower the eyes. And if this isn't comfortable for you, you can always just look downwards. But going forward, I'll speak to you as though your eyes are closed. But please know you always have the option of keeping them open. So eyes closed, sitting comfortably, feeling alert. I want you to take a few deep and controlled breaths. In through the nose, gently filling up the belly, and then the chest, and then releasing, exhaling the air back out through the nose. If the nose is congested, then simply breathe through the mouth. As you sit here and breathe, try and get as close as you can to these sensations of breathing. Feeling the body gently expanding on each inhale, and then relaxing on each exhale. Almost like you're breathing out any tension in the body. Try this for a bit. Now, I'd like you to picture someone who you are grateful for in your life. This could be a parent, a sibling, a friend. Picture this person vividly, with as much detail as you can. And now, still picturing this person, I want you to bring to mind why you are grateful for them. Do they love you unconditionally? Do they provide you with support and guidance? Perhaps they just make your life a little bit happier. Really explore this for a minute. Why are you grateful for this person? Nice. Now gently release that image and just rest here for a minute. Nicely done. Can go ahead and open up the eyes and start to move around your fingers and toes, kind of waking the body back up here. I find that meditation can be a really great entry point to practicing gratitude. There's something about the calm clarity you can find, even from just a few minutes of sitting, that really opens you up to new perspectives and experiences. And of course, there is a wealth of scientific evidence that meditation is hugely beneficial for our mental health. In this meditation, we visualize someone we're grateful for, with an emphasis on the why. This goes back to that study conducted out of USC. The researchers involved in that study found that going into detail on one thing you're grateful for has a much greater effect on well-being than simply listing things you appreciate in your life. This brings us right into our first take-home exercise of this series. I call it Daily Deep Gratitude, and as the name implies, I practice this one every single day. All you need is a pen and paper and maybe 5 minutes of time. At the top of the page, you write one thing you're grateful for. This could be a person, a place, an item, an experience, really whatever you want. And then you're going to write 5 sentences about why you're grateful for it. It might seem silly or annoying, but this is the first step towards cultivating gratitude in your daily life, which will inevitably lead to you being happier and healthier. And that is why we practice. Thank you for taking the time to explore gratitude with me today. In the next session, I'll discuss an evolutionary bias that we're all born with and how it relates to our gratitude practice as a whole. See you then.